Welcome, welcome, welcome to WDGS on your podcast station. This is your girl, you know, Fabulous Frida, always your host. It'll bring you the most. And today, in this message, I want to say, what matters most to you? You know, that has really been resonating in my spirit. What really matters most out of anything in this world to you? Is it your job? Is it your marriage? Is it your family relationship? Is it your money in your bank account, or your money that's not in your bank account? Is it being a person of integrity? Is it being a person that keeps your word? How do you really want to be viewed in life? Is it a craving that you always need to be recognized? You know, in this social media phenomenal dispensation of time we're living in, there are a lot of people who let it be known, who want to be known, who want to be recognized. And they make a point daily, some of them several times a day, to inform people of events and things that are going on in their lives. Some people just post what they eat. But the thing is, what matters most to you? I'm in my headspace about that because the Bible lets us know life is like a vapor. One minute we're here and the next minute we're not. And everything that we have came to accumulate is left behind. Everything that we were recognized for doing, having, achieving is left behind. But this, what I think is more important, is it left behind with a legacy? Is it left behind with a good memory? Is it left behind with something that somebody can be motivated to say, you know what? I want to pattern myself after that person. You know, when my grandmother transitioned, I didn't understand a lot of things in life the way I do now because I was a teenager. But I remember she used to say, keep living. And I thought at some seasons and points in time, and my grandmother, I thought that she was so boring. She didn't drive, I'm just saying. And there were a lot of things she never attended. She never came to our football games to watch us perform in the band. And then she never, it's like her mission was to go to church, go visit the sick, the shut-in, and them in prison, and go to work and come home. And I thought that made for such a boring life. But one of the things she used to always say, keep living. And then the more I were allowed by the grace of God to keep living, I realized she was more in tune with the requirements of God than anybody else that I reflect back and think upon. She made sure she visited the sick because she took us. She went to the people's house when somebody passed away and she put in what she could do. She took us when she would go to this prison, Reedsville, and she took us to church. And outside of those things, she truly lived a peaceful and quiet life. And as I kept living, I began to see that in the Bible, that should be our goal. This is what Paul was teaching, to live a peaceful and quiet life. And I thought, how boring. But as I kept living, I realized when you're working on all you can do for your own soul and salvation with fear and trembling, you couldn't help but live a peaceful and quiet life, because you begin to conform to the ways of the word instead of the ways of the world. And you learn that it's not about what other people see you as, but what God see you as. Do God see you to a place that you are humbled? Do God see you that you are a person, you're not caught up in costly arrays, but yet, like the man in the Bible, he said, you know what? I'm a sinner. And we all have sinned. Make no mistake. Anybody who act like, talk like, and want you to think like they haven't, they are a liar. Hello. So we all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. It's a blessing that in our midst of our sins, God didn't let us die in our sins. He gave us space and grace. And I think that is determined by, only by his will. Some people is not in his will to live a long life. Some people is not in his will, but to come here for a purpose. And that purpose, I believe, is to always place somebody else that they leave behind in a position to be better, do better, and act better. It's a landmark for people to know and understand what purpose and place did this person come in my life and what did they come to teach me? Do I need to be better at being a better person? Oh, God, help me today. Do I need to look over their lives and say, you know what? I can't afford to play with my purpose because I see that time can come upon any man. And it can come quickly. It can come suddenly. It can come abruptly. So then you find yourself to get in purpose. And you say to yourself, I must find my purpose. And I must stay focused. And sometime, just sometime, a person's purpose is being a part of that peaceful and quiet life. And although my grandmother lived a peaceful and quiet life, the work that she did, it spoke for her. The many houses she went to be, not to go to a funeral when people transition. She didn't go to many funerals, but she would go there and find out what is it can she do to assist the family. Cook, clean, and whatever they needed to do in the house in between, she would have us doing it. Stop Tisha, you know, replenish paper towels. And I would often wonder when me and my youngest auntie, we were like sisters, would talk. I said, Eileen, I wonder why Ma always take us to these people's houses. We don't go to the funerals. We just go to clean up their house while they at the funeral, put out, you know, paper plates or set up the paper plates at the end of the table with the cups. And then we would put one cup for the forks and the spoons. And we would do all the things like, you know, to make preparations. But little did I know, my grandmother taking us, she was gleaming us and showing us how important being a service is. Serving people is serving God. Do you get that? Let me repeat that. Serving people is serving God. And this is why you can never get so caught up in what you did and how you feel about what you did. Because if it was a service, now, don't get it twisted. Some people, it's not a service. Some people need assistance. But when you're serving of your own free will, unsolicited, and somebody just let you know something and you show up, that's a service. And if you show up, not because they invited you, not because they asked you, and not because they need you, but because you are led by God, that's the key thing. Everything people do is not a service. See, I know for my grandmother to go to these people's houses, she was led by God. And so when God leads you to do something, then you are serving God. You're not serving the person, you're serving God. This is why it's important to pray about everything you do. Because you want to know, are you doing it because God instructs you to do it? Or are you doing it because that person needs you to do it? Now, I believe if a person needs you to do something, then you're doing it to help them, then that to me should be an even exchange. You're helping one another. They need you, you need them. But if you're serving God, then I believe those are times we do things and nobody needs to ask us. We do them from the kindness of our heart. And when you do anything from the kindness of your heart, because God led you, great is your reward from God. Remember that. God will grant you your reward. You don't need to look for it from people. God will grant you your reward. Now, and make no mistake. Now, listen to me, because some people get things twisted when you say it. So you need to add clarity. I'm not talking about if somebody borrows some money from you because they need it. And they need it. Not because you told them they could keep it. You got to hear me. Because some people give people money and tell them, you can keep it. Don't worry about it. Or pay me back when you able. Now, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about when people help you because you need it and they not in a position to help you, but they make that sacrifice. Now, them folks, you need to make straight the crooked place. I'm just saying. Because when you don't, that's when all your blessings really get blocked. I'm just telling you. But this is the thing. I'm talking about when you help people from a place that they don't have to solicit. Let me put it that way. They didn't ask for your help. You offered it. Now, when you offer help, then that means the Holy Spirit had to lead you to offer the help. And when you offer to help somebody who didn't ask you for the help, then you know what? Don't look for that person to repay you. God will repay you. I just needed to come in here for a minute because I've just been opening my ears to hear, and I've been listening. I listen to the earth, and I listen to people, and I listen to the sky, and I listen to God, and I listen to the Holy Spirit. I listen to the angels, and then I sit still, and I ponder, and I pray. And this is what God led me to say today. Decide how you want to be remembered by how you live your life. I know I'm gonna talk a lot, and I always say, if you know people had to remember me at my home going, that's one thing they all can agree upon. I talk a lot. But one of the things I hope they are also reminded, that I didn't just talk out the side of my neck. I didn't just talk about things that was irrelevant. I talked about things that were relevant and meaningful and that matter. And always, I know people may not like the truth. And sometimes people may even think I don't carry a compassion, but I do. It's just that I handle things differently. Even grief. I'm not big at crying and getting locked up in my grief. And I tell you why. Because I'm a realist, and I know that every last one, there has not been a living human person, not even Christ himself, that came in this earth in the form of a flesh that is not going to leave. It's a matter of when they leave. And I think that's what throws people off their balance, is when a person leaves and how they leave. Because in the scheme of reality, there's not a living human flesh that came to this earth that did not transition. So sometimes I be thinking like, don't everybody know after a certain age, everybody's going to leave here? Everybody. So what does that mean? What does that mean in the scheme of reality? I could tell you what it means to me. To never take life for granted, because any day could be the last day. Never, never take my time in the life that I live to be ungrateful. to be a murmurer, to be a complainer, because I'm thankful and grateful every day for every second, every minute, every hour, every day that is still a breath in my body. Because one day, out of any day, none of us know when it won't be. That's why when I talk and I say what I say, I don't have room to tell lies. I don't have room to mix words for people to dance around an issue. Because I don't know when today is my last day. I don't know, but one thing I know, I live in a way that whatever I have accumulated is going to be left behind, from every piece of paper to every piece of furniture. I'm not caught up in anything. I'm at this place, I don't want to even buy a whole lot of stuff to change. I thought about, like, some people, they get braces. Some people get nose jobs. They get body jobs. And listen, I'm not knocking any of those things. I'm just at this place that, since we none of us know, it's like, do I want to take my money, invest it, to put it in a ground and a grave? Or do I want to be able to take the, they're going to burn it up if I'm cremated, which I'm not planning on being. And so I don't want to be cremated, but there are people, when we leave here, there's only two methods. Either you're going to be cremated. Well, I don't know, by now it may be three. Because they got this new AI thing that I think now they can put you in a preserved tank. I don't know. But either preserved tank, in the grave, or cremated. But either way it go, whatever expenses people put in place in their lives and on their body, listen, it will be of no value at that point in time. So I have to examine myself and say, you know what, if I could afford braces, because I used to want them all the time, but I'm at an age now, I've passed three scores. Do I really want to invest money in that? Even if I live to see another 50 years, I don't know. Because this is the thing. No matter how straight I get my teeth. See, this is me being me, thinking me. They still are going to decay. No matter how straight I get them. So I'm still going to have to keep putting money in them for something. Not to say that you can't enhance how you look. But my thing is, if it's going to cost thousands of dollars, I don't even know if I want to do that. Now, if I'm young and I have anticipations of being a young, youthful person, but this is the thing I've learned, y'all. You can do all that stuff when you 18, 20, 21. That's why people, children, need to stay on course. They really need to stay on course. I'm talking about for real, for real. Go to school. Get their education. Go, keep going. Don't stop. Do not stop. Any parent that don't encourage a child to go straight into college, I think is just straight unfit. Encourage them to keep going. And this is the thing. You got some children, they ain't cut out for college, so that's fine. But those who are, they should go. And this is the thing. When you do that, and you solidify your future, and you get you a stable job before you have children, this always make better for your older age. And people don't talk about it and tell you, but it does. To get a job, keep a job, let them deduct money from your check, FICA. That's what it's called. It will help you as you keep living, if you live to be an older person. You got some people, they haven't worked and paid into the system. In the event, even if you don't live to be old, if something traumatic happened and you have to get disability, listen to me, it's a difference between SSI and SSA. And SSI is what they give people, is supplemental security income for people who didn't work enough. And trust me, that's a little bitty check. I think it's like $500 and some dollars. The lady told me it's equal to food stamps. And if they give you food stamps, they give you like that little check. And if you ever earn any money, get a job, work, make money, work any kind of work, they're going to deduct from that because the government is giving it to you because you didn't work and pay and put enough into it. So it's important to get a job, keep a job. And if you can get an education to get a job. See, I didn't wake up and realize that until I was 25. And at that time, I couldn't even afford the tuition for college. So I went, mainstream college, a highly accredited college. Let me put it that way. I did go to Central Georgia Technical College. And so, but the thing is, people should make up their mind. And I made up my mind at 24 and decided to do that. And this is the thing. Once I did, I realized it made a difference in getting a job. Now, listen to me real quick. Let me just say this. When you teach your children to do this, that's to help their future. When you decide to do this, it should be to help your future. Because one thing about life, you and only you can decide how you're going to leave a legacy behind. How many people gonna show up and come up to your homegoing service? Living a peaceful, quiet life, my grandmother did. But let me tell you something. When her homegoing service, and we have one out of two, the largest black churches, and now one out of three, it may be three, in the city that I grew up in. Out of that city is three nice-sized churches, and ours were one of them. My grandmother, at her home going, that church was so packed, everybody could not enter the church. And my grandfather had two huge, I don't know where he got those big baskets from, with the handle. And it was full of candy for people to get some on their way out to remind them of her sweetness. Very unique. Homegoing. And everybody talked about, no matter how peaceful and quiet her life was, everybody talked about she was a sweet person. Everybody's lives she touched. Every house she went to help when people transition, every person she visited that was sick in their house or in the hospital, because back then a lot of people went in the hospital when they were sick, they was at their homes. Every person that she baked for, a cake, a pie, every person she gave a good word and a smile to, even though she lived a peaceful and quiet life, she had a major impact on a lot of people. Why? Because she was in her purpose. And that's the question. Are you in purpose? Because I've grown to learn, when you in purpose, you don't fall out with people. You speak your truth, because you must worship God in spirit and in truth. And even speaking your truth, there's a way that you need to do that. You have to give your truth with the seasoning. You can't just think you got to shout out, blurt out, and cuss out. I said it, curse out people to talk to them, to convey to them, to get a message to them, regardless of their position. It can be your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your auntie, your uncle. I'm a firm believer. If you don't live by those 10 commandments, that's the most important thing in life. You must understand the importance of those 10 commandments. They are the gateway to heaven. And if you have a problem with honoring those 10 commandments, that means you don't need to be in heaven. Because God is not going to receive people who are not willing to humble themselves and honor those 10 commandments. I'm just saying. They are given for a reason for people who want to live and make heaven their home. And on that note, I just wanted to release that and share that with you, food for thought today. How do you want to be remembered? Ask yourself the question and then be about providing an answer through the life you live. Do you want to be remembered? All everybody know is that you rant and rave and then you fall out with folks. And that's all most everybody disconnected from a person is that all they can remember. Everybody got the same report. That's how they got disconnected. Because of the things people say, the way they think, and the way they do. I tell you, I am so humbly grateful and thankful for this amountable amount of followers on my podcast, for people that call, when they just call out of concern to just say, hi, how are you? I'm just so thankful and grateful for all the classmates, you know, all the AmeriCorps members, church members, all the people that God has allowed to be a part of my journey, and all the people that God has allowed to gleam and grow from on my pathway, pastors, leaders, apostles, teachers, and friends. It's a beautiful thing when you have that type of rapport, that type of connection, that type of fellowship, when you've made a difference and then people have made a difference. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. And my life has been so full of beautiful people. And that's what my reflection was. Just beautiful people. Beautiful, beautiful people. Long-lasting friendships. Long-lasting relationships with relatives, you know. And I am so humbly thankful and grateful always that even though I have people in my life that they know from a little girl that one thing about Afrida, she likes to talk, but she likes to tell the truth. And even though sometimes that truth may not sound good to hear, they know me by that truth. And I love that because that's the only way we can be set free. Because we must worship God in spirit and in truth. And on that note, may the blessings from heaven flow, flow, flow down into your lives. Meet all of your needs, even the things your heart desires, which I hope it is to begin to plant seeds that will take root into creating a most harmonious legacy in the event of when that time comes. Not if it comes, but when it comes. You know, they had a little saying back in the days that people don't have to do anything but stay the color they are and die. Well, I beg to differ because now people can change their color, but they still got one thing right. No matter what, that's something that we all will encounter. It's just a matter of when. And when that time comes, how will you think you will be remembered? Will your legacy live on? Is the question. Or were you just passing through and didn't put down no landmarks? God bless. Until the next time.